This is a download from Forced Migration Online. To find out more, please go to www.forcedmigration.org.
Yes, a warm welcome on behalf of UNHCR. My name is Roland Schilling. I'm the head of the UNHCR office here in the United Kingdom. And I'm very, very pleased to have members of the Refugee Studies Centre with us today who will share with us today their findings on protected, on how to unlock protected displacement situation on refugees and displaced persons. And the topic is not only very timely, it is probably one of the, and if not the core theme of agencies like us engaged in finding solutions for refugees and displaced persons. And what I'm saying is it's probably the theme, having all of you know, or maybe some of you have listened to the High Commissioner when he gave his lecture in October 2010 in Oxford at the Refugee Studies Centre, that he pointed out to a very worrisome development over the last 20 years. And that's not so much that actually the refugees, the global refugees and displacement figures are increasing, but actually that if you look at the trend on the, say, on the structure, that the development in relation to solution is declining dramatically. Two-thirds of all refugees today are in what's called protected refugee situation. More than half of all people who are internally displaced. And this has quite dramatic consequences for millions of people directly concerned. Just think about Dadaab, one of the largest human settlement in Kenya you would hardly find on a map. It should be a red spot, like it's a place, like a city, where people live in unconducive conditions now for more than almost 20 years, and something which had been planned on a temporary basis. Individuals like young Afghans, second, third generation, grown up in Iran, fluently in Farsi, arriving in Turkey, now be some of them very close by in Croydon, who are kept here until they're 18, then returned to Kabul, place, probably a country they have never have any linkage with, besides that their parents come in and just to be recycled. Increasing developments that people, individuals affected by these non-solutions, start to move on by themselves to find protection in the future, with partly dire consequences. Increasing number of people who die by taking high risk crossing the sea. 15 to 20,000 individuals we estimate who try to enter Europe have died in the last 20 years. And it also affects not only, let's say, on a global scale, except even in places like at the periphery of the refugee gravitas, where the centres where refugee movements occur, displacement occur, in places like London, and the work of UNHCR here, and just if I just recall what we do here, is actually mainly related to protectiveness of situation. Last week we were busy with the Somalia conference and the follow-up. We are busy in the moment by engaging UK support on a big conference in Sarajevo on solving the Western Balkans. We addressed the government of the Turk and Caicos Islands to revise their status law, which will affect the rights of second-generation Haitians who live there in a total limbo. And we're renegotiating with the UK Border Agency and the government of Cyprus solution of 50 Iraqis who are stranded on a military base in Cyprus since 1998. And we're not too optimistic that a quick solution will be found, which outlines actually that quite often there is a lot of work, there's a lot of engagement, but solutions coming not so often. And as I sense, this needs indeed more thinking, more creativity. It needs also leadership and from opinion leaders and policymakers. Not so many I've met. I remember the former US ambassador, Richard Holbrooke, who made it very clear in a discussion I could shadow with the High Commission, who made it very clear to me in saying, unsolved refugee and displacement problems are not only catastrophe for the people concerned, but they're also security threat. So it's not only pure altruism to get engaged, we need to address them better. And I'm therefore very, very pleased that the findings of the Refugee Studies Center are shared today with us, and hope for then afterwards an engaged discussion. Thank you very much. And I hand over to Eloise, who will introduce the speakers of tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Roland. Yes, my name is Eloise Riodel, for those who don't know me. I've been working at the Refugee Study Center as the policy program manager for the last 2.5 years. Before that, I've worked for a number of NGOs, UNHCR and OCHA in Africa, as well as at headquarters. I'm really delighted that we are, you know, that UNHCR is hosting this event. I mean, as you said, protracted displacement is not a new topic, and I think the RSC and UNHCR especially, but as well as other organizations, have been really trying to understand the issue for over a decade. And there are some sort of notable progress, especially the 2009 XCOM conclusion on protracted refugee situation, but really it's not the end of the story. And as Roland mentioned, it really remains a sort of key priority for organizations like UNHCR, but it is also a priority for the Refugee Study Center to better understand the phenomenon. I will let my colleague talk more about the project, but I just wanted to say that at the end of November, we had an event in Nairobi on our project, and later this month we are going to Amman. So the project has an international dimension, but we felt also because a number of the people involved in the project are actually based in the UK, and we felt it was also relevant to engage with a UK-based audience. And I hope that although the event today is relatively short, I hope that we will have a sort of fruitful discussion, and what comes out will inform our project and its follow-up. So one word before introducing my colleagues, I just wanted to mention that the presentations are being recorded on podcast. However, the Q&A afterwards is not. So the sort of Chatham House rules of non-attribution applies. So I will introduce the speakers in the order in which they will speak, and one by one, to them, not to speak for too long. So I will start really with Professor Zetter. Roger Zetter was until September 2011 the fourth director of the Refugee Study Center and Professor of Refugee Studies. The main focus of his research, publication, and teaching has been on the institutional and policy dimension of forced migration and the impact on humanitarian assistance, on refugees and asylum seekers. And particular aspect of his work concerned shelter and settlements, policy for refugees, urban displacement, environmental impact of climate change on population displacement, the experience of protracted exile, which we talk about today, repatriation and post-conflict reconstruction. So from 2010, Roger has led with me this what I would define as a policy research project on unlocking crisis of protracted displacement for refugees and IDP. The project is funded by the Norwegian government and has been conducted in partnership with several organizations, the Norwegian Institute for International Affairs, Norwegian Refugee Council, and the Internal Displacement Monitoring Center, and we are happy to have Noor Mohammed Sheikh, who represents the organization, with us today. So I'll now pass on the floor to Roger, and I'll introduce the other speakers before.
Eloise, thank you very much.